Sonoma County Focus.
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis and I am so happy to welcome to the studio my friend Kathy Slack, who also is the Miss Sonoma County Scholarship Organization Executive Director. That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for being here.
It's my pleasure.
So Miss America and Miss Sonoma County, tell us a little bit about the history of this, because I don't remember a time when we haven't had Miss America.
Right, right. Well, that's because it's 101 years old.
There we
and
go.
And you aren't.
I'm not, no.
So, and the Miss Sonoma County program is on its 77th year.
Really? Wow. Okay.
It is the longest continuous competition in the state of California. There are across the United States, there are a couple more that I've noticed, organizations, locals, we're called a local, that are 100 years old as well.
Wow.
So because,
okay,
you know,
the
Miss America,
right,
101.
Yeah.
And then the local started up a couple years after.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of a funny history in that it was started as a bathing beauty review, as an act of rebellion in a time when women weren't permitted to wear swimsuits in public. And if you've seen pictures of what the swimsuits looked like.
Sure, like all the way down to your ankles or something like that.
To the knees and then, you know, everything covered up top.
Right.
But it was also an opportunity, a way to keep vacationers an extra week after Labor Day on the Atlantic City Boardwalk.
Oh my gosh. So, wow. Okay. So it had a couple of different impetus to keep people out there.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Cool. Nice.
Well, then flash forward to 1945, the organization started awarding scholarships to the winner instead of prize money.
Okay.
So making Miss America one of the first organizations in the United States to offer college scholarships to women. In the 80s, the Miss America organization officially made community service as well a pillar of the program, of course, helping to raise millions of dollars for worthy causes. And that's something that we do in the community, even at our local level.
Right. Yeah. And that's sort of what I associate with it with now. I mean, it really feels like each of the young women who are part of it definitely have picked out a cause that's important to them, and it feels like that is sort of what they're championing through that entire year of having the crown.
Absolutely. That's a really important part, and we have each one of our candidates pick something that's important to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a 13-year-old may not have something, because we have both a teen and a miss program.
Right.
So we help them to find something, and it could be anything from as broad as cancer awareness to, gosh, we've had young ladies where a family member died in a car accident, so they did something around safe teen driving.
Mm, okay.
We have pets are often something that the young ladies will champion. First responders, our current title holder, Devin Breslin, she's our oldest title holder we've ever had. So last year, the Miss America program expanded to 28 for the misses, because they wanted to give those young ladies an opportunity that wanted to go back and get a master's or something like that.
Oh, great. And scholarship money to help with
that.
Wow. Okay, cool.
Exactly. Now, our current miss is a graduate with high honors from UCLA.
Nice.
And now she is the operations manager for First Responders Resiliency, which I know you've talked to them before.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. So it's really, really fun for me to watch her work in the public when we go to appearances, because she's very friendly and approachable, and she will find first responders everywhere we go.
Well, they're everywhere.
They are. and just how she speaks to them, because they're all about making them healthier.
Right. That is a big concern, because, you know, when you have to deal with traumatic situations day in and day out, and we're not just talking like our big things that we've had, like, you know, the fires or floods or things like that. Like, on a day-to-day basis, this is not an easy job that we ask our first responders to do.
It is not. The stress manifests in different ways you would never think.
Sure.
It's just cancers that pop up No hereditary reason.
Right.
No environmental reason.
Mm-hmm.
It can be traced back to the stress.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that we do try to take care of our retired first responders. And this will be the First Responders Resiliency organization, which is in Cotati. It will be the first of its kind in the whole United States / world,
mm-hmm.
That is concentrating on helping first responders learn how to deal with the stress so that they don't get those.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. It can, as you said, it can manifest in all different kinds of ways, from
Absolutely.
Emotional problems to physical problems. So, definitely an important cause. Well, that's wonderful. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that the current MISS program and teen program sort of encompasses.
Yeah. Well, you know, the public perception of the MISS America program, besides, you know, the first thing people say, oh, a beauty pageant.
Right.
And it's always going to have to fight that stereotype. But it's often people just think of it as a one-night event. You mm-hmm. know, somebody is crowned and then off they go. What happens?
Right.
But in reality, it's way more. It, just as I was explaining about Devin, mm-hmm. It's a year-round program, and they talk about, so I know it's a little corny, but it's kind of cute. There's the crown has four little points.
Okay.
It. So the four points of the crown are style, service, scholarship, and success. And our, so the Miss America program went through an ownership change over the last year, mm-hmm. and Robin Fleming now owns it. And she has a big history in fashion, in women's empowerment. She's a female entrepreneur, single mom, you know, just a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
She is, with her and her team, they have gotten a partnership with Disney. You heard of them?
Yeah.
So Miss America is going to be in Orlando.
Oh, wow.
We've
That's
got
great.
The ears all over the Miss America website. You
I
know,
love it.
I mean, it's so amazing to have that. There's a partnership with Giovanni for the fashions. All the competitors get dresses. There's a partnership with the American Heart Association and Go Red for Women, which I participate, I donate, I'm mm-hmm. one of the Go Red for Women.
Yeah.
it's because the number one killer of women is heart disease.
Yeah.
It's not breast cancer, it's not anything, you know. So Robin got this partnership with them so that we can talk about health all the way down to our mentoring program. We have a little sisters program that is a non-competitive mentoring program. And we even have a pinky promise with them that they will stay healthy and
oh, wow.
make healthy choices.
That's great.
So this is the first year. So we don't know exactly how it's going to manifest, but I'm going to be involved in the North Bay because I'm already involved in Go Red for Women. So that partnership I'm very excited about. So the Miss America program is really about empowering women, having them be healthier, telling them that, yes, you can be the CEO.
Yeah.
You know, yes, you can be the scientist. Our current Miss America is a scientist. What was it that she did? Oh, anyway, you can look her up. Grace Stanky is Miss America
okay.
right now, and she's just been a wonderful representative. In fact, you might have seen her in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Cool, yeah.
She rode the float. It was gorgeous. But anyway, I'm just really proud of what we do and how we work with the young ladies.
Yeah.
So this we start locally and we do it here, but it happens at every step of the way. And there's just three steps. So if you participate and you win the crown of Miss Sonoma County, your next step is the state,
okay.
Miss California. The next step is Miss America.
I love it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Very cool. I'm talking with Kathy Slack. She is the executive director for Miss Sonoma County Scholarship Organization. And I know it's not on your notes, but you participated in this yourself, didn't you?
I did when I was 23. And I was a student at Sonoma State. I wondered, there were all these adults volunteering to help these young ladies. And
yeah.
I wondered to myself, well, I got the benefits of the interview experience and all. But I'm like, why do they do that? Why do they give all this time? Well, now I know. But it's because it renews your faith in the younger generation. And me being a woman, I've been a single mom. I'm a female musician. I'm a female in business.
Mm-hmm.
So giving women and helping to empower them to give them a step up too. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why we do it.
And the name Kathy Slack, if you're in Sonoma County, is probably familiar to you. You help out or have founded the Party on the Plaza, right?
I did
that,
yes.
In Rohnert Park.
Yes.
You're part of the Rohnert Park Chamber, right?
I am.
Are you part of that? What other things? I mean, you're our KSRO sales executive.
Whatever the heck I am. I'm the sales manager.
Sales manager. Sales manager. There you go. I work with Kathy for years, and she has so many titles, yes. I forget all of them.
And then the other is I'm one of the lead singers for the Pointless Sisters.
There you go.
Band.
There's that. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you are a prime example of someone who benefits from all of this kind of empowerment, training, support that you got at a young age to give you the confidence to say, yes, I can do all of these things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's what I see. When we get the young ladies in January and we work with them from January to February to the time of the competition, we start working on interview skills.
Yeah.
Public speaking skills. That's like 95% of the population is scared to public speak, right?
Yeah.
And if you have overcome that, all the things you can do. I get asked to MC all the time.
Right.
So you can be out in the community, and there's many benefits to that.
Yeah. Oh, you can think of any situation where you might have to give a presentation at work,
yes.
or speak to, you know, people in your field. Like there's
college.
Mm-hmm. All different kinds. Talking to your boss about getting a raise.
Ooh, yes.
I mean, there's all different ways that you want to be able to be confident, comfortable speaking with people, and to have that, it just translates to every other portion of your life as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, we teach, it sounds really silly to say, yes, we teach them how to walk in high heels on a stage. Give it a try if you haven't. To look graceful.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of the theater of it. You know, when you're on stage, you don't want to wave with your downstage arm because you cover your face. So you learn to wave this way.
Nice, okay.
And just having an easy glide across makes you look more confident.
Sure.
You walk into a room that you have to give a presentation to. You want to walk in feeling confident. We teach them things like the 2-minute power stance. 2 minutes before you go into an interview, stand there with your hands on your hips in a powerful position and just breathe, and you can give affirmations.
Oh, wow.
And that helps.
It
brings
right?
your energy up.
Yeah.
Square breathing, we teach them that for nerves.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of tricks that we help them learn so that they can go speak more confidently in front of people.
That is so funny because I talk to people, because I interview people all the time, like every day. That's part of my job.
Yes.
And when I get people in the studio who are nervous, who've never talked on a microphone, I'm doing all of the kinds of things that you're telling me right now, that you smile, that, you know, you make sure that, you know, you're talking with enough projection, even though you've got a microphone in front of you, like all these things, or just be relaxed. And it's hard when you've got a microphone in front of your face and you've never done that before. People are terrified of
They are. You see them. This happens when I MC the Rohnert Park Chamber events. We walk around and let folks introduce themselves.
Yeah.
And you put a microphone in front of them, and they back. I say, don't be afraid.
Right.
It will not bite.
Yeah, that's amazing. So these are great, great skills. Now let's also talk about these scholarships, because these are not small scholarships. So how much can someone in participating in the Miss Sonoma County scholarship program, how much could they get potentially?
You know, we are an all-volunteer organization, and we depend upon donations and fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
So it varies from year to year.
Okay.
Our goal this year is $10,000. We are crossing everything and hoping that we get there.
Okay.
We have some things in place. But nobody leaves without something.
Okay.
Between hundreds and thousands of dollars.
I love it.
And then once they go to the next step, again, you get thousands of dollars for participating in the Miss California. Tens of thousands for Miss America. I think Miss America, the 100th, got $100,000, you know.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And these scholarships are paid right to the colleges. You don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes our Miss Californias will say that they have earned over the lifetime of their participation, which could be anywhere from 1 to 5, 6 years on average.
Mm-hmm.
over $20,000.
Wow.
So that helps families.
Yeah.
That helps these young ladies get a step up.
Yeah. And especially if you think about, you know, in your own situation, do you have college loans that you're still paying off?
Oh my gosh.
Right?
You know? Well, one of the highest things that the top things, rather, that Ramsey talks about that we run on KSRO here is those.
Right? That debt that can follow you around.
It follows people for decades.
Yep.
They've started their families, and they still have this little nagging thing that.
Right.
And many of those, well, we can get off the subject. Many of those were bad loans.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
High interest rates.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Just taking advantage.
So, such an amazing help then to the women, young women who are part of this. Let's talk a little bit about the actual competition itself. So, how is it rated these days? I know that maybe talent or your speaking skills might be a little bit more weighted than other things. So tell
us
about it.
Sure. So, the number one thing is the private interview. That's 30% of the score.
Okay.
Then 20% each for talent.
Evening gown?
Thank you. Evening gown. And then the lifestyle, physical fitness.
Okay.
And then 10% for onstage question. And onstage question is where you get asked a question on the stage that you don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
So you have to think on your feet.
Okay.
And we practice that with the young ladies.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And so what they would do is first they would go to the MissAmerica.org website and look for eligibility and see what you're eligible for. Are you a teen? So are you between 13 and 18? Or are you a miss between 18 and 28?
Okay.
And then you look for the local competition and find out where that is. In Sonoma County, it's with us. Uh-huh. You know, there's one for Marin. There aren't many in Northern California. There's a lot in Southern California.
Okay.
But for ours, you would look for Sonoma County. And then you pay a one-time a year fee of $39.99 to Miss America.
Okay.
It's a registration fee. And then we have a Facebook page that you can go to and for Miss Sonoma County. And you can see the recording of our info meeting. Now, that'll tell the young ladies and the families everything they need to know about what to expect. So once we start rehearsals in January, we rehearse every single week. And we're doing, you know, the opening number, the production number, their talents. We work with them on that to get them as good as they can be. And then I lost my train of thought.
Oh, sure. Sure. After you do your training, you're doing rehearsals.
Okay, yes. And then on Tuesdays this year, we're going to do Zoom interview practice. And
okay.
For a couple hours every Tuesday, our candidates will jump on Zoom with us and we will do interview practice.
Yeah.
And we found that it was kind of tough for young ladies to give 6 hours a Sunday. And we've been doing that for many years. So we are changing with the times and we're going to Zoom for part of it.
Okay.
So I think it'll be good even for us volunteers. It's a little easier to Zoom from your home than have to go somewhere. So we're going to be doing that. We also do some events with our little sisters. We do, that's part of the mentoring. We do what we call a boot camp with them.
Uh-huh.
And so the big girls, the contestants, will work with the little girls. And they do some crafts, and they have a workbook that's put out by Miss America that teaches them how to be a good sister, how to be a good community member, just different things like that. And they really love that bonding time. These young ladies definitely are role models to the little girls.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, and we just see it everywhere we go. We were just at the Santa brunch at the Iron and Vine restaurant on Sunday. And the little kids, are you real?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And they always want to touch the crowd.
Yeah.
And our young ladies are great with the kids. It's very fun to see.
Is it hard to wear a crown? Do you have to, like, pin it on your head? What do you do?
Oh, my gosh. If I could talk to the crown-making people right now, could you make a crown that's made for a head, please? It's made to sit flat on a table.
Oh, no.
And so the poor gals... Now we've got it down to, we have to sew in some elastic in the top, and then we get those little clippies,
uh-huh.
and we clip it in. I mean, I have put over the past years, I've put bobby pins upon bobby pins, and I swear I'm poking holes in these young ladies'
heads.
Oh, no. But they get a tough scalp after.
Wow. Does posture help while you're wearing
a
crown to make sure it doesn't, like, tip?
Right, yes.
Oh, wow.
And there's all kinds of tricks, you know.
Okay.
Depending on your hair, if you've got very thin hair, you've got to have a little back combing technique.
Okay. This is amazing. We're learning all the secrets right now. I love it. So cool. So are there particular deadlines to enroll in this year's scholarship program?
Yeah. So basically it goes up to our first rehearsal, which is January 21st.
Okay.
So as long as you register and or just come to that first meeting if you're having trouble figuring out how to register.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new website, so there are some hiccups,
okay,
as we know. And so as long as you're there on the 21st of January, we accept everybody who's eligible with the, you know, have the age. They're not married. They don't have children. They're mm-hmm. not the legal guardian of any children. They live in the area. They live, work, or go to school in Sonoma County.
Oh, okay.
And so if you meet all of those and you come and you fill out the forms and you get your sponsors and you come to the meetings and rehearse, then you get to be in it.
That's great.
No matter what.
That's great. Do you have a lot of participants from SRJC or Sonoma State University?
Yes, yeah. We have a lot from there. And for the teens, we've got that's the high schools.
Right. Yep.
And so all the high schools, you know, participate. And then we had a title holder that went to school in Angwin.
Okay.
But it's mostly here. And if they go to school here at the JC or Sonoma State, oftentimes their home is somewhere else.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But then they come back to do appearances on summer break and
okay.
things like that.
All right. That works out. That's great.
It does. It
nice.
Does. What I would recommend is that anybody that's interested, go check it out on missamerica.org
mm-hmm.
and see the deadlines. Now, the Miss America competition is coming up January 6th through the 14th, I believe it is. And you can watch that. I believe the finals are going to be on, I don't know what network we're going to be on, but definitely it's going to be broadcast, and there's an opportunity to get a streaming package that you can see some backstage stuff.
Oh, cool.
And some preliminary nights, because when you get up to a state and a national competition, it's held over multiple nights. So you have preliminary nights, and in California we have two preliminary nights now and then a final night for both the teen and the miss. Miss America, I believe it's three preliminary nights.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold me to that, but it'll be on the website. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on beyond just that final night.
Right.
Because not every young lady is going to make it to the final. So you might want to see all the different talents and so forth.
Right.
An interesting thing is this year, again, at our new owner's creation, we have, if you're not a traditional singer, dancer, actor, what have you,
mm-hmm.
but you still want to participate, we have a thing called Her Story. Everybody has a story.
Right.
So you put together a 90-second talk about something about yourself.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And then you deliver it.
Right.
And believe it or not, our two title holders right now for California both did Her Stories.
Hmm.
Sabrina Lewis, who is the Miss, she was Miss Berkeley. And her story is about, she's an equestrian.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what her story was about. And our teen, I believe she's from Southern California. And her name is Marley. And she's just a bundle of energy. And it was, I couldn't tell you exactly what it was about, but it was about Marley. And it was so entertaining. And when we talk to the young ladies about their talent, we say, make it something that we would want to see again.
Mm-hmm.
And Marley's, like I said, I couldn't tell you exactly what it was about, but by golly, I'd love to see that again. It was so full of energy and happy, and she's a hoot. So
that's great. Okay. All right. A reminder, if you are listening and you have a daughter, a granddaughter who is interested in this, or you yourself are listening thinking, this sounds kind of cool, I would like to pay for some of my school with scholarship funds. That would be great. And get all these great skills and support. Then what is the best way to find out more information and to start to sign up?
easiest way is to go on Facebook and look us up, the Miss Sonoma County organization or Miss Sonoma County's teen. And you can see posts from what the young ladies do. There's links to our video about from the info meeting.
Okay, great.
And then our contact info is there, and you can reach out to us and ask us questions. You can text us. You can call. You can message us. You can reach us.
Very good. Well, thank you, Kathy. And thank you, because I know this is volunteer work that, you know, your group here does this to help young women improve their lives and do much better in the future and have all these great skills that you had the benefit of learning as well. So thank you for volunteering your time for that. It's
thank
really important.
You. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Kathy Slack is Miss Sonoma County Scholarship Organization Executive Director. This is Sonoma County Focus.
I'm Susan Lucci. I never thought about heart disease until I had my own heart event. At first, like so many other women out there, I ignored my symptoms. A slight pressure on my chest, shortness of breath. I thought, I don't have time to be sick. I had a 90% blockage in my main artery and a 75% blockage in the adjacent artery. I received two stents in my arteries. Stents developed through research funded by the American Heart Association. Those stents saved my life. I'm so grateful to the American Heart Association. Their research helped save my life. I can enjoy life with my children, my grandchildren, and my friends. Please, listen to your heart. The only reason I'm here today is because I did. Learn more about the American Heart Association's life-saving work at helpheart.org.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Sebastopol.
Your heart from sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars, or you might stumble.